Back here on Sports Call, J.J. Jackson getting an opportunity to chat with Tom Hart of the SEC Network for a little bit. Tom, we appreciate the time. How's SEC Media Days treating you so far?
Hey, J.J., it's been great. Thanks for having me on. This is a fun time of year. It's kind of like it's not quite Christmas morning,
right,
but it's like the first day. You know, if you have kids, it's like the first day you go out and you shop for everything for
sure.
Christmas morning, and the anticipation kind of builds from here.
Right, and then you're kind of like, wait, when is Christmas morning actually going to get here? And that's the state we're in after this concludes, waiting for football season.
And then can you open a present on Christmas Eve is the next question, and that's where we get Thursday football, and that's the beauty of it.
Sure, so we'll get to football in just a moment.
Sure.
Here in Auburn, though, first, we'd like to just sort of recap the awesome College World Series and postseason run. You were a part of a lot of those broadcasts. How exciting was that to see Butch Thompson, a guy who each and every year keeps taking that next step with the Auburn Club, and there they are in Omaha.
They have so much to be proud of. You know, that's a program that has incredible coaching, and I think sometimes that's overlooked in college baseball because you don't live it every day. I mean, we broadcast the games every weekend, but it's what goes on before the lights go on that allow you to build a program that can be successful. And the success in college baseball, especially in the SEC, sometimes can be hard to measure because it's not necessarily who you play, but when you play them. If you're facing a quality staff with a couple big leaguers that are throwing on Friday and Saturday, you might catch them one week. One team might have them when those guys are hurt or not pitching. You might get them when everybody's healthy. But the ability for Steve Smith and Gabe Gross and that entire staff with Butch to continue to build confidence and to reinforce the positives and reinforce the work that goes into being successful paid off at the end of the season. And quite frankly, you don't always see that. You know, it would have been really easy for that team, especially the way the SEC tournament played out, to just kind of peter away and show up in Atlanta and go 2-2 or maybe win one game and go home. So knowing those guys a little bit, knowing Gabe really well, and following Butch, I have a great appreciation for what they were able to accomplish.
It was an awesome run to Omaha for that Auburn baseball team, and of course they'll have a lot of success going forward in the future. We certainly do hope so. As we gear up for football season, Gus Malzahn entering his seventh season, the quarterback seems to be the storyline for that Auburn football team. Bo Nix, Joey Gatewood, do you agree with all that?
Yeah, I'm anxious to see what happens.
Sure.
You know, and you know, you look back to Texas A&M a couple of years ago with Kyler Murray and Kyle Allen, there's nothing to be said, and that was a disaster, and that is example number one of how to do it wrong.
Sure.
But just using those two players as an example, who starts game one is not necessarily who starts game 12 or who starts the bowl game. So it's the ability for a coaching staff to, kind of like talking about with Auburn baseball, to constantly self-scout, to figure out who gives us our best chance to win, who's best not only for the scheme but for the program. And so I think that's going to be a never-ending story for Auburn. Unless the guy who wins it comes out against Oregon and has a monster game. You have the ability to kind of move some pieces around. But I'm anxious to just follow it and see, because I would bet you that the guy who takes the first snap the first day of fall camp isn't guaranteed to be the guy who takes the first snap against Oregon.
Auburn and Oregon will kick off the college football season, and then when you look at this Auburn team, the schedule is pretty daunting for them in a big year. They've got Florida back on the schedule this year, a trip to Gainesville, and then the Alabama and Georgia games at home this year, but that's no easy task for Gus Malzahn as he enters the season with Auburn fans really wanting a double-digit win season.
Well, they always do.
Yes.
And you know, what you want and what you get sometimes can be different things. Listen, the storyline with Gus has always been and will always continue to be, does he have a quarterback that fits his system? And with him taking over play calling duties now, what's interesting is that he's always had a safety net and that he's had a coordinator that he could scapegoat, that he could push blame to, that he could infer, you know, when things go well, I was calling the plays. When things don't go well, you know, that guy's responsible for what he's doing. So I'm anxious to see how that all plays out over the course of the season. Expectations should be big at Auburn. That's a lot of money invested in that program and invested in that coaching staff. And we'll see. You know, we'll see. I am going to reserve judgment. I'm not very good at predicting anyway, but I want to wait and see what that team looks like you know, coming out of camp
sure.
and coming into Oregon. Now, that's not just a big game for Auburn. That's a big game for the entire Pac-12 because Oregon, I think, is a dark horse, you know, college football playoff team. They've got a great quarterback. If they can come out and perform well, if Oregon can win that game, that gives the Pac-12 a ton of momentum going into the first month of the season. A
couple more questions for Tom Hart here on Radio Row at SEC Media Days, talking Media Days. Auburn doesn't have the quarterback situation figured out yet,
yeah.
but for the league as a whole, 9 quarterbacks, Tom, are making their way through this media circus. What does that say about the SEC this year?
How quickly we forget. You know, they use Missouri for an example. I mean, Drew Lock, I think, is going to be very successful in the NFL. He set the SEC single season touchdown record. And kind of like we start talking about Christmas morning, now Missouri fans have unwrapped their new toy and they left Woody in
right.
the background, you know, for the guy who thinks he's a space traveler.
Sure.
So Kelly Bryant's the Buzz Lightyear of Missouri football this year. And I think he can be great. And I think he's got big game experience. And I think he's an incredibly talented quarterback. But this is life in the SEC. You know, time moves on. And so we've got sometimes a fresh crop of quarterbacks, sometimes guys returning. But it's all about production and performing.
When we look at SEC Media Days going on right now, we don't have any new head coaches in the conference this year. So, Tom, when we look at the 5 head coaches that are going into their second year, I'll leave the big names out of it, the Jimbo Fishers and Dan yeah. Mullins of the world. But if I give you Chad Morris, Jeremy Pruitt, Joe Moorhead, who do you think is going to have the biggest season in terms of really making a name for their program?
So if we're buying stock,
right.
I would extend it past.
I should have worded the question that
yeah,
way. I like that.
Well, because I would extend it past this season. And I'm a big believer in all of those guys. I think Joe Moorhead has a great opportunity because he's so creative offensively. They could have a big year. I would go with Moorhead. I just think that the pressure to Chad Morris has a lot of roadblocks to get over, number one. And in that division, that's tough. I think Tennessee is a place that carries with it incredible expectations. And to be judged, to be successful there, you're judged based on making it to Atlanta and winning conference titles. The bar is a little bit lower at Mississippi State. And they know based on what Dan Mullen did in building a program and building individuals that they can be patient. So I would, if I were buying stock and they were all even today, I'll go in on Joe Moorhead.
That's Tom Hart of the SEC Network. You're all too kind with your time. Thank you so much
JJ,
for joining us.
JJ, thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely.
It's a pleasure to be part of your show.
We'll do this again sometime in the future. We
you
appreciate
got it.
Tom Hart of the SEC Network here
thanks,
on Sports
man.
Call.